Ebola made the headlines in 2014 when there was a massive outbreak in West Africa. Thankfully, for the time being at least, the threat to humans has been halted, but there's still a huge problem for gorillas. In fact, experts estimate that over the last 30 years, a third of gorillas have been wiped out by the virus. So how do you protect a wild animal from a disease like Ebola? Well, the answer is, funnily enough, in the same way you do people, with a vaccine. The results from a trial in chimpanzees for a new oral vaccine against Ebola were published this week in Scientific Reports, and that suggests the vaccine would be very effective and with no damaging side effects. But new legislation in the US could prevent further trials of this kind, and that could be devastating for future outbreaks of diseases in our endangered animal cousins. Georgia Mills spoke to Peter Walsh from the University of Cambridge and Apes Incorporated about the challenges of trying to vaccinate a 450-pound wild gorilla.
With wild animals, it's more difficult to protect them. Some of the gorillas and chimpanzees are in tourism programs or in research programs where they're habituated to the presence of people. And with those animals, you can get up close. You can get a dart gun or a blow dart. We use a and you can shoot them with a little dart that has the vaccine. The other animals are very afraid of people, and so it's too difficult to try to track each one and shoot them with a dart. So what we're working on is an oral vaccine where you put the vaccine in a little bait. We're using a fruity bait that's sweet, and we're testing that now in Africa. And you put the vaccine in there, and then you can put that at areas where there's high activity rates by gorillas and chimpanzees, and then they'll eat the bait, and then they'll become immunized that way. I have a problem right now. We have Gambian rats, pouched rats, and the rats come in at night, and they eat all my baits. And so I'm working on ways to get around that. But in principle, we should have the ability to really precisely target who gets vaccinated.
Okay, and I suppose you've got to test that this form works.
Exactly. So we need to go out and preferably in the species that we're trying to vaccinate in the wild, we need to test it in a captive animal or a closely related species. So chimpanzees and gorillas and humans also are very closely related. And so the objective in testing this in a chimp is to see, will it have a robust immune response and will it cause any kind of health complications? And so the trial we've just done did exactly that. We took 10 chimpanzees, 4 of them we injected intramuscularly, and 6 we gave an oral dose of the vaccine. And then we took blood samples every week for a month. And what we found was, first of all, it didn't cause any health complications. They didn't get sick, and they didn't show any kind of behavioral anomalies. They weren't really stressed out. And the other thing that showed that they had an immune response that was very similar to the immune response of monkeys who were vaccinated and then challenged with Ebola and survived. So we didn't actually challenge the chimps with Ebola. We just looked at their immune response and their health response. But their immune response was very similar to the responses of these monkeys that were actually challenged and survived challenge.
Is it quite hard to test these things? I mean, there aren't too many gorillas and chimps around. Is it hard to get that testing process through?
Yes, it's exceptionally hard because the United States was the last developed country that allowed biomedical testing on chimps. And as of last summer, they've now banned it. And the rationale was that it was inhumane and that it was unproductive scientifically. And I don't want to get into a debate about whether or not it was productive for human health. That's somebody else's business. But what I can tell you absolutely is that it's not unproductive for conservation reasons, and B, we actually did monitor the stress responses of the chimpanzees during the trial, and they don't show the extreme health effects that the animal welfare advocates were claiming. So now they've shut down these facilities, and we really have no place where we can do the trial. Now, what critics say was, you could do this in a sanctuary, you could do this in a zoo. Well, the sanctuaries are all philosophically opposed to animal testing, so they won't do it. Zoos have facilities to do it safely. That's the other issue, is where can you do this safely? But they're terrified of public backlash. So here we are. We have really no place where we can do these trials. And consequently, that's a problem because in Africa, they say, if you haven't tested that vaccine in a captive ape or in a human, you're not going to use it on our endangered apes in the wild. So it's this catch-22.
All right. So in future, when the next Ebola comes, it's going to be more difficult to do what you've done here.
Exactly. So this has happened before. Ebola goes away for a while and people say, oh, it's gone. It's not a problem anymore. And then, boom, it comes back and it kills a bunch of people and it kills the thing. All of a sudden, it's in the news. We're going to worry about it again. For once, why don't we think into the future and not react on a crisis basis, but actually plan ahead and say, you know, A, we're going to need to vaccinate for Ebola again in the future. And B, there's all these other diseases they're pushing. These animals are critically endangered. They're in really bad shape. And it's incredibly frustrating because we have the ability to protect these animals, but we're not doing it for silly, foolish reasons.
Absolutely passionate there about the tragic irony of not being able to protect primates due to concerns about protecting primates. That's Peter Walsh from Cambridge University.